Senator Evan Bayh just returned from Iraq on Tuesday evening. The Democrat from Indiana was part of a congressional delegation that visited Iraq and Kuwait, and he joins us now to talk about his trip. Welcome, Senator.
Thank you, Michelle.
What's your assessment now that you've visited the country and you've spent some time with the troops?
Well, my foremost assessment is how proud we can be and how grateful we can be to the brave men and women in our armed forces. Michelle, they are truly idealistic, selfless. They're fighting for what they believe to be a worthy cause, and that is freedom and democracy. And the tragedy is that the very cause that they're fighting for has been dramatically undermined. Our chances of success have been dramatically undermined by some of the mistakes that have been made that have led to a loss of security. And that's deeply troubling, Michelle, because the lack of security has undermined that cause, and much of it was needlessly so.
You had a chance to meet with General David Petraeus, and he's in charge of training the new Iraqi security force, a force that is often the target of the insurgency. Do you get the sense that there will be a stable security force to help stabilize the country after the elections?
Not soon enough. We're working in that direction. If we hadn't sent home the Iraqi army, we hadn't sent home the Iraqi police, we wouldn't be dealing with this challenge today, and lives would have been saved. General Petraeus is a good man. They are training as many Iraqis as quickly as they can. But we should not have found ourselves in this position. One of our top intelligence officials, I asked him directly about this, Michelle, and I said, which is growing quicker, the strength of the insurgents or the capacity of the Iraqi military and police to combat the insurgents so we can come home? And his direct answer to me, Michelle, regrettably, was that he felt the insurgents were growing more quickly.
You also had a chance to meet with Prime Minister Iyad Alawi and some election officials. Will the country be ready for the January elections?
There's a ray of optimism there. We not only met with President Alawi, we met with the Iraqi Election Commission and the top UN observer, Carlos Valenzuela, a very impressive man who has helped to conduct elections around the world. He's convinced that the Iraqi elections will be independent. They will be credible. There's a question as to what the participation rate will be because, unfortunately, there's going to be violence, particularly directed at Sunnis, trying to convince them not to participate in the democratic process. But the elections need to go forward. I think that they, while it will be imperfect, will be a step in the right direction, a step, Michelle, in enlisting the Iraqi people in the cause of shaping their own destiny.
And do you think that the elections will actually take place on the 30th, that there will be no delay?
I do think they'll take place on the 30th. I think the terrorists, the insurgents, will make every attempt to delay them. I think many of the Iraqi people are looking to see whether we have the staying power, the commitment, the determination to see this through. And if we do, I think many of them will start to come over to our side and hopefully help us to combat the insurgents, because ultimately it's going to take them insisting that they want a peaceful, democratic future for their country that's going to bring that about, not just whether we're willing to fight and die for that objective.
You sit on the Senate Armed Services Committee, and you have been very critical of the Pentagon's ability to estimate the needs for vehicle and, more importantly, vehicle armor. Did you hear that from the soldiers you spoke to?
Some, for both trucks and Humvees. And, you know, we make the armored Humvees in Indiana, so it's an issue I'm somewhat familiar with. And the thing that I find mind-boggling is why the Pentagon wasn't pushing the manufacturer, saying, is this all you can do? Why can't we do more? We want to make sure the troops have everything they need, equip them with the best. But it's taken members of Congress and others, that soldier from Tennessee, to stand up and say to the Secretary of Defense, why aren't we doing better?
Do you have confidence in Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld?
Well, my friend and colleague John McCain just the other day indicated that he didn't. And regrettably, Michelle, I think enough mistakes have been made of enough significance that I don't.
It's one thing to lack confidence in the Secretary. It's another thing to lack confidence and allow him to hold his job. Do you think that Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld should step down?
Well, that's a question for the President. John McCain doesn't have confidence. I have lost confidence, and we'll have to see what the President's decision is.
I'm asking what you think in particular. I know you've said that it's the president's decision, but I'm interested in your opinion. Do you think Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld should step down?
I do.
Senator Bayh, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you, Michelle.
Senator Evan Bayh, a Democrat from Indiana, he was speaking to us about his recent trip to Iraq.